This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Westwood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Carl, C-A-R-L. Last name is Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. Date of birth is 9-17-1951. Date of evaluation is 5-4-2022. HPI history, page complaints. Psychiatric follow-up, management of schizophrenia, comma AIMS testing, and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 70-year-old male who is familiar to me. I had last seen him on January 5, 2022. Period. I discussed his condition with staff. Staff reports that patient is generally okay and not giving them any hard time with ADL care, period. During my evaluation, patient reports that he's comfortable here. He denied any signs and symptoms of depression. Period. He reports that his sleep and appetite is adequate. Patient was later on observed to be actively responding to internal stimuli, comma, talking to himself. Here, when I asked him if he hears voices, he did not specifically respond. But when I asked him to lower his voice, he said he will do it. He generally keeps to himself and does not engage in any activities on the unit. Period. AIMS testing done. Review system. No change in body system except as reported above. Next paragraph. Psychiatric history, please. Next review. Next paragraph. Psychiatric. Please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, current medications. Forward from last visit on January 5, 2022, mental status examination general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative motor movements, involuntary movements of mouth, upper extremities, gait, lying in bed, speech, clear, mood, euthymic, effort constricted, thought process of disorganized association, loose thought content, no suicidal or homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances. Patient was actively responding to internal stimuli and talking out loud, yelling. Level of consciousness alert, oriented to self-memory. Recent impaired follow knowledge, poor judgment and insight, poor assessment plans, schizophrenia, unspecified F20.9 plans, continues Seroquel as prescribed. Here, considering patient's history of tardive dyskinesia, I will hold off increasing Seroquel dose unless it's absolutely necessity to manage his psychosis. Here, the staff reports that they have been able to manage him with the current dose, disposition, ongoing follow-up with the attending physician for medical management. We'll follow with you. AIMS testing done, procedure code 99308, under supplemental administrative check, common side effects of antipsychotics, risk benefit statement based on finding of my assessment above, steroid goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.